Shelby called me sister.
Uh-huh.
And the rest didn't. But she said, now, sister, I've got another lamp, but Mom and Papa gave me that and never using it.
Uh-huh.
When I married, and she'd been married 7 years.
I did.
And she said, I want you to take it and have it. And she said, so far as I know, it's the same wick and same thing that was when Mom and Dad had it. Now, of course, chimney, she said, we love chimney. But that's an expensive one with these.
Oh, yeah. These little bump things up in small. That's beautiful.
And my daughter has an antique shop.
Oh, is that right? Here in Waco?
On La Salle,
uh-huh.
And she sells them every day, $200, $300, and $400,
yeah,
just like it.
Just like that. What do you call the stuff that you put in that kind of lamp?
Huh?
What do you call the stuff that
coal
you
oil.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Or kerosene.
Same thing? Is that the same thing?
Kerosene, coal oil.
Okay. What is the name of the milk company? What do you call the milk company here in town?
Borden?
Okay, if you didn't know the name of it and you wanted to go there, you know, you didn't know what the brand name was, but you wanted to go there, you'd say, where is the...
The milk company, okay.
Okay.
What's another word
for milk company?
I don't know.
Okay. Let's see.
I don't really know.
When you raise cotton, tell me about raising cotton. Tell me about, you had to plant it first, I guess, and then what?
Yeah, well, you know, you have a planter.
Yeah.
And it has a round disc thing in this canister deal, and you put your seed in there,
mm-hmm.
and this thing rotates, and the holes go on the outside,
mm-hmm.
and you open up, well, you plow up here, open up this thing,
mm-hmm.
and when you come along there, well, then the seeds drop down there, and you plant it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then after it gets up 3 or 4 inches, then what do?
You chop it.
Is that right? What do you do that for?
You thin it out to a space.
What about a foot?
I would say a foot and a half,
uh-huh.
maybe.
Uh-huh.
It's according. Now, you know, the propagated corn where they bred it up, I mean cotton where they better bred it up,
uh-huh.
some of it get high as your head.
Uh-huh.
But used to, they had cotton wasn't very high, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, they plant it closer together. But now these big stalks, well, they get way up high and then they lap if you put them too close together.
Oh, uh-huh.
But, and you do want them to come close together when they get grown. And
uh-huh, everything. Yeah, I see.
And then now, of course, I notice the first person in McClellan County is defoliating, getting the leaves off of the crop.
Yeah.
Off there so they can pick the cotton.
Huh.
And that, I'm quite sure, would be with a cotton picker, a machine picking.
Yeah.
Not people picking cotton.
Yeah.
You don't find many people pick cotton today.
No, I don't. She's a machine. I don't know if it's as good or not, but
I picked, I never had picked any cotton.
Is that right?
As I told you, I stayed in the house.
You were always back cooking.
Right, I was a cook. But and tended to the kids,
uh-huh.
grandkids, everybody uh-huh. else's kids, little colored kids on the farm.
Uh-huh.
They'd come crying and get hurt, uh-huh. lived in the house pretty close, you know, and their
yeah.
parents would be working in the field.
Yeah.
Anyway, I tend to them.
Yeah. What would you call it, stuff that would grow up in the, with cotton that you didn't want in there?
That you didn't want?
Yeah. Well, not the cotton, but other stuff that would grow up in there.
Well, it would just be grass and weeds.
Yeah.
And you'd thin that cotton out,